The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, May 16, 2022. President Miguel Díaz-Canel highlighted Cuba's progress in strengthening the rule of law, and as part of this, the work of the National Assembly of People's Power. On Twitter, the president said that Cuba follows the firm purpose of strengthening its status as a socialist state based on the rule of law. In this regard, he pointed out that this Sunday was historic with the approval of the law of the penal code, the law of penal execution, and the law of the process of protection of constitutional rights. Precisely today, the last day of the fifth extraordinary period of sessions of the ninth legislature, will take place in this capital when eight new laws that regulate different areas will be approved. This closes another cycle of progress in the legislative schedule that began after the Constitution came into force in 2019 after a national referendum. Cuba today maintains a downward trend in COVID-19 cases, an achievement achieved by the permanence of the established hygienic sanitary measures and the level of immunization reached with nationally produced vaccines. Such results are evidenced by the Cuban Public Health Report, which stated that in the last hours, 93 people with COVID-19 were detected and no deaths were reported. Since the pandemic began in March 2020, 1,104,589 citizens have suffered the effects of the SARS-CoV-2 virus, while 1,095,534 managed to recover for a lethality of 0.77%. Although the country maintains the downward trend in cases affected by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, hygienic sanitary measures are still in force, such as the correct use of the mask, physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and a permanent call not to trust oneself before the so-called silent enemy. Cuba's Deputy Foreign Minister Elio Rodriguez arrived in New York to participate in the first forum for the review of international migration base at the UN from May 17 to 20. The event will be an opportunity to update ourselves on the good practices of the states and identify obstacles that hinder an effective response to the complex global migration situation, said the Cuban Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs on his Twitter account. In 2018, member states agreed to review progress made at the local, national, regional, and global levels with regard to the implementation of the Global Compact for Orderly, Safe, and Regular Migration within the framework of the United Nations. The four-yearly forum will be held at the highest level and will include heads of state or government. In all international scenarios, Cuba always advocates regular, organized, and safe migration. And in the international agenda, we have that. Representatives of Argentine organizations reiterated their condemnation of the United States' decision to exclude Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela from the Ninth Summit of the Americas scheduled for June this year. Through a communique, members of different parties and movements such as Jorge Cuenes, Mariano Ciafardini, and Julia Argentina Peri, Alejandro Rusconi, Julio Fuentes, and Eduardo Sigal criticized Washington's position and demanded the suspension of the meeting. The United States cannot arrogate to itself the power of excluding any country. There is no summit if it is not with everyone, the joint statement adds. During his visit to Germany as part of a tour of Europe, President Alberto Fernandez urged the summit organizers to reconsider their position and invite all Latin American countries. Meanwhile, the president of Mexico said he remains hopeful that Joe Biden will rectify and invite everyone to the summit of the Americas because they have not denied the possibility that we all participate, he said today. asked about it in his daily morning press conference at the National Palace, Andres Manuel López Obrador recalled that the White House spokeswoman mentioned that the invitations had not yet been sent, and not only in his case, but to any president. He considered that his proposal and many in Latin America had not yet been set aside so that no one is excluded, and revealed that Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard is going to hold a telephone conversation with the head of the State Department, Antony Blinken, and next Wednesday a commission of the organizers of the summit will arrive. He insisted that they should all be there together in Los Angeles, and whoever does not want to attend is within their rights, but no one should be excluded. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.